Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
No, we're not. But we're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
It's true. But please remember, we're not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
Indeed we do, Dori. And if you would like to reach us to ask us a question or leave us a comment, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. Or you can email us or send us a voice memo at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And just a reminder to visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and you can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast, where the password is serums. And please do sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. We just sent out a new issue yesterday. So, you didn't get it?
That's hear ye, hear ye.
Yeah. Kate, how you doing?
Well, on the day that this episode airs, I will be flying on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, this is a little bit of a last minute trip. I am visiting family. I will get to see my dad for the first time and year and a half, and my stepmom and my brother and my sister-in-law and my nephew, who I've only met once. So I'm very excited. We're all vaccinated. But I'm flying, which I have not done at all since pre-pandemic times.
Yeah.
And all my old, like, flying self-care rituals and practices, things that I've talked about at length on this podcast, they don't really apply anymore.
Like, and what? So, remind me.
Oh, okay, Dori. Misting? How am I going to mist? Bringing jugs of water onto the plane? I mean, I think I'm going to just keep my mask on the whole time. The one thing that I've done consistently pre-COVID that I will still do is I would get on a plane and I would wipe my entire seat area, seat in front of me, my seat, everything, wipe it down with a Clorox wipe. And I did feel kind of like gloaty proud
about
this.
You were ahead of the curve on that.
Yes. And I used to get looks and stares and it would smell up the whole area, which I was kind of embarrassed about. But I was like, I am not risking it. But then, you know, then COVID happened and everybody was wiping everything with Clorox. Yeah. So I will still do that. But like, you know, I used to like to like get on a plane, put on all my like I used to put on all these like hydrating skincare products. I would drink a ton of water. I had a whole snack protocol to keep my stomach satisfied. And now I'm like, how do I, like, what do I do? Do I wear 50 masks? It's just different now and I haven't traveled yet. So
yeah,
like, what is travel self-care in the time of COVID other than just like getting to your location safely? Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't traveled, so I don't have any advice on this front.
Like, I love to get a coffee before my flight, but like, right. I have to have a mask on.
Yeah. I mean,
again, this is not, it's not the end of the world, but it's,
no, but it's
more
interesting.
Just,
it's interesting, yes, to think about how these just sort of run of the mill, if you will, you know, situations that we've found ourselves in for years and years. And as you said, like established practices that we have just suddenly changed.
Oh, completely. Like, I'm even wondering, is it weird to work on my computer on a plane?
Wait, why would that be weird?
I don't know. I'm like projecting a little bit. Like, obviously people do the same things they used to do on a plane, but I guess I'm just thinking of like COVID particles swirling in the air. And I also know that air travel is supposed to be very safe. I'm not trying to be, you know, hyper vigilant. I'm not trying to be overly
alarmist.
Yes, thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm not trying to be an alarmist, or spread misinformation. I just haven't done it, and I don't know if what I need to change. Maybe I don't need to change anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd love to hear about people's COVID travel tips, though.
Yeah. Aside from, like, you know, the tip we started with a year ago, which was how to pee on the side of the road or on a long car trip comfortably. Mm. Are we peeing on planes?
I don't know.
Well, I need you to tell me what to do.
I don't know. I haven't flown. I have not flown. I am not the person who can tell you this. I can tell you what I think I would feel comfortable doing.
Talk us through Dory's travel tips.
You can take that and make it like 5 degrees more cautionary. Because I think I'm less cautious than you when it comes to this stuff.
No, I think I'm less cautious than you. You've
really
been so good. Yeah.
I mean, I never wiped my plane seat down with a Clorox wipe before.
Oh, okay. Well, that was like a tip I acquired along the way.
I mean, I acquired that tip too and consciously chose not to do it.
Oh. Okay. All right. Okay.
So, you know, I think that I would try not to use the bathroom in the plane. I would try. But if I like absolutely had to go, you have to go. So, you know, I would keep my mask on. I think I would wear glasses.
Okay. Okay.
For some eye protection.
Not a face shield.
I have never worn a face shield. I question the actual efficacy of face shields. I have to admit, this is based on nothing, but my own personal bias is that I don't know how effective face shields actually are. This could be completely wrong, so I'm just going to put that out there. This is my own impression.
Would
so,
you
yeah.
drink water on a plane?
I think I would take a sip of water. Like, I would kind of take my mask down for a second, sip, put mask back up. I wouldn't like sit there with my mask off, sipping a bottle of water.
One of my friends told me that she purchased like a reusable straw so that she could like sip her water easily with her face shield on, with her mask up on a plane.
Oh, interesting.
That was interesting to me.
Okay. I think I would feel fine using my computer. Do you know if there's someone sitting in the middle seat?
Oh, here's the rub. I was going to be the middle seat person. There were like seats left on the plane and they were both middle seats. And I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
And then I checked again today and there was an aisle seat available. So I switched to the aisle. But yes, the plane is packed.
Okay.
The plane is full of people.
All right.
Eager to get to Seattle.
Apparently. My
gosh. Listen, we're all just heading up north.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think the fact that you are vaccinated and that presumably at least probably half the plane will be vaccinated.
God, I hope so.
You know, it does make me feel a little bit better.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll keep you posted on what
Please
I do.
Do.
And
Please
if people
do.
Have tips, because there have to be people frequently flying right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And maybe I'll mist. Maybe I'll bring a mist just, you know, for old time's sake.
Would you mist over your mask?
That's what I was wondering. Like, my mask is all wet because yeah. I was insistent on keeping things as they were. I don't know.
Huh. A lot to think about.
I'll do half of a hydrating, I used to do like sleep masks on the plane, but maybe I'll just do my forehead.
Oh, well, there you go.
You know,
or you could do those. You could do little eye masks.
Oh, that could be. It should be
just
kind of
under.
Fun.
I mean, like the under eye masks.
Dory, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just do those.
Oh,
there
I'll
we go. We've solved
out.
It.
Yep, there we go. Eye masks. That's the solution. All right, so let's get into your bounty of information because
oh my gosh,
it is titillating me.
Oh well, well, well. So listen, okay, we're going to talk about my book for a couple minutes here. And
we're going to talk about your book for like the next 2 months until it comes out and then probably
well, yes,
after
that too. So, you know, in the spirit of just wanting to manifest positive things for myself.
Wow.
And also kind of thinking about what past guest Meredith Fineman talked about a lot. Which is that a lot of times we as women. Like, we don't want to put our kind of big hopes and dreams out there. We also don't want to brag about our big hopes and dreams or our achievements, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we kind of want to make ourselves small. And actually, part of what I talk about in my book is how I got more comfortable with the idea of taking up space. So I feel like it's very apt for me to be discussing this particular point, which is that I really want to be a bestseller. I want to make the New York Times bestseller list.
Okay, let's
I'm
do this.
Putting that out into the universe, and I'm putting it out to the Forever 35 universe because I am hoping that our listeners can help me get there.
Okay, talk to me.
Basically, if every Forever 35 listener bought a copy of my book, I would make the bestseller list.
Wow.
Like, we have that power as a community to do this for me.
Listen. Wow. We've got to make this happen for Dory.
Did I go too far?
No. I'm on board. You know I want the same thing for myself. I think this
exactly.
is great.
I'm paving the way for you, Kate.
No holes barred with
I'm
our
clearing
hopes
the
and
brush.
Dreams.
I'm clearing the brush.
Listen, carve the path, Dory.
Yes, exactly. I'm laying the groundwork for you a year from now to be like, I want to be a New York Times bestseller. And I'll be like, great.
I don't think there is anything wrong with being open about what your goals are, because if more people are aware of what your clear goals are and those and the people who want to support you, then now know how to support you.
Yes.
Right? And the people who
Thank
don't
you.
Can just like walk away. That's
totally,
fine.
Totally. Totally. So, you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while or you've read my writing and you want to support me, I would love that. I would really, truly love that if you bought my book. Now, here is what we are going to do in return. This is not just like, buy my book. Bye. It's like, if you buy my book, you get some kind of cool stuff. So here's the deal. Kate has very kindly agreed to help me in my pursuit of the New York Times bestseller list. Did you know that this was in the service of that?
I mean, I was doing it as a friend, but
I know
I am on board with this part of things.
Okay, great. So Kate and I are going to do a live Zoom happy hour / AMA / hangout / gab fest. I mean, anything could happen on this Zoom. No holds barred.
How is this going to work? Because is everybody going to be off mute?
Okay. People are going to be able to ask questions in the chat, I think.
Okay.
Or maybe we could have them raise their hands. You know that there is that function in Zoom.
And could we bring them up on screen?
Yes, I think we can then bring them up on screen. Okay.
We'll discuss the logistics. Yeah, we'll discuss not on the logistics,
but that's how it's that's what's going to happen. This is all going to go down on Monday, June 7th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, that's June 7th, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. So what does that mean for you? That means that it would be great if you could be there, but it will also be recorded. So if you can't make it live, that's fine. You'll get a, you know, a private link to view it later. Please don't post it on YouTube. And everyone will be able to submit questions in advance. So you can do that, or you can ask questions during the Zoom. I'm excited about this, I have to say. I think this will be fun.
I am too. I might have a cocktail.
I might too. I might too.
It's going to get off the rails.
It is going to go off the rails real fast.
Also notice it starts at 5 p.m. Pacific, but there's no end point. So we could just go all night.
That's correct, Kate. This could turn into a slumber party.
When Dory was like, can you do this? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to put my kids on screens and that's it. That's the child care for the night.
I know it's not the most convenient time for child reasons, but
we'll order some Domino's.
Kate was game.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yes, we can all get pizza. It'll be great. Okay. Plus, if you pre-order. You got to pre-order. You will also get a bonus PDF. Now, these are some kind of fun things that I put together. One of them is a very comprehensive list of my all-time favorite products at every price point.
Holy shit. I want that.
Well, you got to pre-order.
Okay.
I think you did, though. So you're
good. I did
pre-order,
but yeah.
Another option is a baby/toddler products guide. This is something, whenever I would post something about Henry on my Instagram, people would always ask me various questions about, like, what were we using? What were we buying? Blah, blah, blah. So I've put together some of my favorite stuff that we got for Henry as a baby and, like, a young toddler. So if you are having a baby, you have a friend who's having a baby, you think you might someday have a baby, maybe this is the PDF that you want to choose. And then finally, we have one final PDF that is a guide to have a great time in Las Vegas if you don't love to gamble, or even if you do. It's a real range. Well, okay. We are also doing a separate live podcast recording of Excellent Adventure.
Ooh.
And a lot of Excellent Adventure listeners often ask us for travel advice for various places, one of which is often Vegas, because my husband really enjoys going to Las Vegas. So I figured, you know what, why don't I collect all of this knowledge and put it together in a little document?
I love that.
So that's fun. I feel like that one probably won't appeal to as many Forever 35 listeners, but, you know, maybe it will.
I don't know.
So, okay. So now you're probably wondering, well, how do I get in on this amazing live Zoom? How do I get this PDF?
The Zoom is free.
Yes, yes, yes. It's all okay. Free. You have to pre-order.
Got it.
That is the only requirement. And you can pre-order in any format. You can pre-order a hardcover. You can pre-order an ebook. You can pre-order an audiobook. Any type of pre-order, you're good to go. Here's what you do. You go to my website, which is dory-shafrir.com. I don't want to talk about the fact that I don't own my full name anymore. It's very upsetting. But anyway, my URL is dory-shafrir.com. There will be a little form on there where you submit your proof of purchase. You choose which PDF you want, and that's it. Then you'll get the link to the Zoom. You'll get your PDF, and I will be one book closer to the New York Times bestseller list.
Here we go.
I might be losing my marbles.
I think you're promoting yourself, and that's a really hard thing to do, and it can feel very uncomfortable.
I'm feeling a little, like, manically uncomfortable right now.
Well, I think it's going to be a really fun way to pre-order your book.
Okay.
I promise to make the Zoom fun. How about that?
I know that you know how to bring it.
I'm going to get
on a Zoom.
I'm going to do strip Zooming. I'm going to commit to this Zoom.
Wow, I'm excited.
I'm excited too. And you know what? Also, we haven't done like a, we've only done a couple Instagram lives. So like, I'm really eager to.
I know. We've never done like a live show.
Yeah.
I know. It's going to be cool. I'm genuinely excited for this.
What if the only people who come are our husbands?
No, our husbands have to watch the kids.
Oh, that's right. Well, mine's going to be out of town anyway. The iPad is watching my kids. That's right. Husband's going to be very busy.
Yes, yes. Okay.
I'm so excited. Okay.
I'm excited too. If you have any questions, send us an email. All right. Let's take a break. Because we got to get to our listeners.
We'll cut some of this down, I'm sure.
We sure will. Okay. Be right back. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode.
I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But What I have learned is that the best way to win the gift-giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about we have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
That's interesting. Maybe I should get one from my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also, then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code FOREVER35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35.
Alrighty.
Okay, here's a fun text message question that we received. Hi, Kate and Dory. Wondering if you have any things you do in order to help out future you. For example, I am a teacher and have to head out early every morning. If I were thoughtful, I'd make my lunch and lay out my clothes the night before so morning me didn't have to rush. I'm looking for other small tasks I can do to take care of future me. How do you care for yourself in the future?
I feel like I'm not good at this.
Do you do anything?
sometimes I make enough food for dinner so that I have leftovers the next day.
Perfect. That's a caring act for future you.
I can't think of anything else, really. What about you? I feel like you do stuff like this.
I do some stuff like this. I lay out, if I'm going to exercise first thing in the morning, I lay out the clothes that I'm going to wear. Mm-hmm. And part of that is just practical because I'll get up at like 6 and I'm trying not to wake my husband up. So I have the clothes already out. So I'm not like slamming drawers in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We set our coffee the night before so that it goes off at 6 a.m. and starts brewing, which is the best. And when we forget, it's like devastating to wake up without mm-hmm. it. One thing that I actually just wrote about for our newsletter is that I like lay out a week of my vitamins so that everything is all set up for the week. So I'm not like, I take Prozac and Wellbutrin every day mm-hmm. and it's a morning and night situation. So it helps me to have them in their own like morning container, night container. Mm-hmm. But also I'll take a pill and then a minute later, I can't remember if I took it or not.
Yeah.
And that kind of freaks me out. So it really helps me to have everything organized. And you know what? Actually, I did something today to help. And I meal plan. Meal plan helps future me a lot. But the thing I did today that I'd like to talk about on a later episode is that I attended like a planning work sprint. You know, we've mentioned we're members of the Jane Club.
Yes.
And they have work sprint sessions where people, you know, they work and it's instead of, you know, it's kind of like a focused work time. But someone led one about like planning out your calendar for the week. And it was amazing. It really helped. So, yeah, it was really interesting. So,
cool.
I'll talk more about that at a later date. But I feel like that is helpful to kind of give yourself at the start of a week or a day, like a moment to just kind of set the scene for what's going to happen for the rest of the week or the day.
Yes, I like that.
Also, set up your doctor's appointments. Like when you finish at the doctor, set up the one for the next year.
Yes. When they ask you, do you want to set up your next appointment? Say yes.
Yes. Always say yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good future you.
Auto pay on bills too.
Yeah.
Anyway, give us those future you tips.
Future you.
I like this. You in the future. All right. We have a voicemail with a very interesting question here.
Hi, I am 29 years old and all my friends are having babies. And so I thought I would call and kind of get some wisdom from all the amazing listeners and from you, Kate and Dory. So what is the etiquette for when your friend has a baby? I am definitely one of those boundary pushers. Most likely I drop in unannounced. I also love to spoil my friends with gifts. Sometimes they don't want them. So I'm really trying to work on that. But when is it okay to go to the hospital room? When is it okay to call them when they get home? When is it okay to, you know, offer babysitting or food or anything like that? I have offered a lot and none of my friends have taken me up on it. Maybe that's the moment for self-reflection. I'm not sure. But, yeah, I am I just want to be a good friend and be there, but also not be too pushy or anything like that or too invasive. So, any wisdom is greatly appreciated.
Mm.
Kate, what are your thoughts?
My thought, first of all, when this listener said I drop by unannounced, I immediately felt stressed out, but that's just me.
I had the same reaction.
But I also think this person sounds very self-aware. Like they don't sound like the fact they're even asking this question means that you're like a very thoughtful friend and
you're aware of that, like, the way you handle boundaries might not be how everybody else handles them. So I would just, like, set yourself up with, like, a little mantra or a little question asked before, which is, like, is this going to overwhelm the person or is this going to help the person? And if it's going to overwhelm them, and it might be hard for you to, like, gather that since it sounds like you are gregarious and an extrovert and spontaneous. But I would try to just look at things through that lens. So my thought would be, check in with friends before you stop by. If you want to shower them with gifts, like, maybe say, I'd love to buy you, like, do you need your home deep cleaned or do you need me to come over and do your laundry? Like, maybe channel your energy that way too.
I think those are good suggestions.
Do you have any extra thoughts on that one?
No, I mean, I was going to echo kind of a lot of what you said, which is you do sound like a really thoughtful friend, and I really appreciated this question. I can tell you, as someone who was overwhelmed when I had a baby, the people who were like, hey, I want to bring food by, I won't stay long.
Or, like, I won't even come in.
Or I won't even come in. I was like, okay, great. Come by, like, tomorrow at 4. The people who were like, I want to come by and, like, hold the baby. And, like, I was like, I can't deal with this right now. Like, yeah. I'm barely hanging on. So, you know, I wonder if it's in, like, your framing of it that your friends are saying no. I also think it's one of those things where the more specific you can be, the better, instead of saying, like, let me know how I can help, let me know when I can bring by dinner, say, I'd like to order dinner for you tomorrow night. Or, you know, just kind of make it easy for them. And they can still say no, but I think they're going to be so overwhelmed that taking out any sort of need for them to make a choice or anything like that, I think will be helpful. So yeah, because I do think food is generally appreciated when someone has just had a baby. So yeah, so I am sort of curious why your friends are turning you down for this. And maybe it's because they perceive that you, like, want something more out of it. I don't know. I feel like I need more information. But maybe try some of the things that we suggested and see how they work for you.
Have good luck.
All right. Here's a text. We've been talking a lot about VPL. Where do we stand on bras showing? For example, I have a shirt with a low back so you can see a bit of the band. Is that a no-no? My thoughts are, I feel like I spent way too many years thinking that this was a no-no and being, like, worried that my bra was showing. And now I'm like, why did I care? Who cares?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
It is, I will say, it is hard for me to unlearn this one. Like, I had the same thing. Like, I can remember the first time I wore a bra, standing against a wall so nobody would see the, like, strap in the back through my giant turtleneck that I was wearing in 1989. Mm-hmm. So, no. Rock whatever bra you want, and I think it's fine if it shows through. In fact, like, I think it can be, like, a beautiful addition to a garment, because not all of us can wear, for example, a dress with no back without a bra.
Yeah,
those, like, sticky totally. Boob holders do not really work for people with big boob, with substantial, right. Let's say substantial. Hefty. They don't work for Kate Spencer, let's put it that way. So there has to be another way. But but for me, like, it is so hard for me to, like, get over the, like, shouldn't have a bra strap showing, like, shouldn't have that. Like,
totally.
Ugh. So wear whatever you want. We stand in favor of bras showing. Go for it.
Amen.
Also, they can look really cool with outfits. Let's get into it. Let's bra it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to take another short break and we will be right back. Kate, you know I've been getting into, like, the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh.
Mm.
So I'm talking, like, moving furniture around. Mm-hmm. Maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle, and Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKayne.com, promo code F35. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okay, we're back with a question that speaks to me.
Me too.
Do you support me starting a one line a day journal randomly on April 28th, or should I at least wait for May 1st? The things I'm thinking about.
I mean, I support you starting on April 28th, but I like physically would need to wait for May 1st.
I think I started mine on December 19th.
Okay. Okay.
So I. I think you can start whenever you want. But as Kate said, if this is going to be something that stresses you out, just start on May 1st. For me, this was not something that stressed me out. I was like ready to go. I was like, I'm going to start today.
I think I started mine on a random day too. But the obsessive compulsive disorder that does live inside me, like the like completest thing.
Yes,
just
yes,
feels
yes.
good to start. Yeah. Anyway, do what you want.
Do what you want.
And also, you've hopefully have started, so let us know what you did.
Yeah. Keep us posted. All right. We have one more voicemail.
Hi, ladies. I'm wondering if you can help me or your listeners can help me. So I live in New England, and this summer there's some events pending COVID situation that are plans that I would be attending. And I need like a tinted moisturizer or BB cream or light foundation or something that will like even out my skin tone and has SPF but won't like melt off my face in the New England summer humidity situation. So I'm just wondering if you have any recommendations for something super light. SPF is important. I'm like paler than pale. So let me know. Thanks.
Okay, I have opinions.
I do too. Go on. You go first.
Okay, look, as someone who got married in a field outside of New Hampshire in August, I see you.
Yeah.
It was
wet.
Was
your face just melting off?
Everyone, we were all melting. Yes, we were all melting. So here are my thoughts. Get whatever kind of BB cream you want. I don't think the BB cream is the answer here. Anything that is a kind of liquidy moisture thing is gonna slide. It's gonna move. You're gonna sweat. I love the Jane Iredale Dream Tint. I've been using that. I think it's fantastic. It does have SPF. But my tip for you would be to pack a little powder sunscreen in your bag or your pocket or whatever and bring that with you and retouch as needed, because the powder is gonna keep everything set, absorb the sweat. And it has SPF. So I like the one by Color Science. I literally did, yes, buy it at Costco. Elia has one. Supergoop has one.
Kula has one too.
Yeah. And I even see one for sale at Target by Mineral Fusion. I haven't used it, but it's $17.99. This is my suggestion to you, listener. Comes with a little brush. You can just like, you know, go, you can be in the middle of a conversation, brush it on your face and go on your way.
I mean, you make it sound so easy.
I think this is where I feel very strongly about this. I think this is the answer.
I see that.
Now, well, do you have extra thoughts?
I am not a tinted moisturizer user. However, my sister, Karen Vladek, is.
I love her.
And she lives in a very humid climate in Austin, Texas. And she swears by the Laura Mercier tinted moisturizer, which also has SPF 30. So,
okay,
if you want to stick with a tinted moisturizer, maybe give that one a shot.
That sounds great. That's a good one. I've used that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we finally made it to the end of this episode.
What a journey. We've really been through it all.
Oh, thanks, everyone, for bearing with me and my naked ambition.
There's nothing to feel any, like, let's own it. I support you.
All right. Okay. I'm going to own it.
Own it.
Okay.
Naked Ambition with Dori Shafrir. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Bye.